That number looks like that. I think the college is very efficient. I said to you earlier, one of the reasons is the numbers are kind of stacked that way. If you have a 46-to-1 student-faculty ratio, then you're going to have a number that looks pretty good about IUs per faculty member and degrees per faculty member. We do look pretty good in that number. We do, I think, produce a pretty efficient job. Our threats, well, basically our two threats have to do with money. Private schools are continually beating on our faculty's doors, making phone calls, and convincing them that that's the right place to be. The current state's problems about pensions and the like have not helped matters in that. And so that's a problem. Also, student affordability, you know, to be frank, our tuition has gotten very high. And it's making it very difficult for us with our peer schools in the Big Ten to carve up some of the territory in the western suburbs that we used to be looking for to get some students in that area. Our solutions? Well, like everybody, we're going to need to go out and get some more money. We need to raise our endowments. We need to raise scholarships. And I'll tell you, we've been at this Access Illinois business for about a year and a half, and it strikes a chord with the alums. The alums are responding. They do see these high numbers. We just had a golf outing on Monday with the College of Business up in Deerfield, and a lot of the people there talked about the fact that they only paid $300 tuition to go to the College of Business, and they're amazed when they see what the tuition is. I'm happy to tell you they were also quite generous that day to help, because it was all for scholarships, the golf outing. I think our greatest opportunities lie ahead of us in terms of some of our collaborations with top international schools. We are working on joint master's programs. We are working on just cooperative exchange agreements with master's students in different programs and different universities around the world, predominantly in Asia and South America. We're also working to build up our relationships for a study abroad. Can't just have study abroad unless you have our organizations over there that are willing to help us with other students to study abroad, and we're working on that as we go forward. College of Business is proud to be sort of a strong contributor to the campus, to the state, to society, and thanks you and the board for all the work you do to help the University of Illinois be as strong and as a vibrant place it is. Thanks a lot, and I can answer a few questions if there's any time left.
Thank you.
Larry, have a question. Serving on the audit committee of some corporate boards, I'm curious of what financial engineering consists of.
You know, it's a very interesting question. What does financial engineering consist of? The curriculum of that program, as the board had to approve it and all that, actually changed after the board approval, because the curriculum that we put forward started in 2006 and 2007, and then 2008 something sort of interesting happened in financial markets. Derivatives and some of these things sort of changed the view of the way risk was being handled, and so several of the courses on that, but that's what they do. They look at very complex mathematical strategies to handle risk and to portion out risk in terms of the types of derivative structures you can use, and we have changed and add courses now to think about sort of what we would say is we want to have uncorrelated risks in those cases.
Very good. Hot topic.
It is.
Hot topic.
Larry, you had a slide that indicated corporate partners. Would you return to that for a second?
Yes.
Can you just speak to how you maintain those relationships and where that relationship is housed?
Excellent. That relationship is housed, you know, for the predominantly, we have an office of development that keeps track of both philanthropic and corporate relations for us. But the fact of the matter is that all three of our departments work actively with these people, too, because these relations are cultivated because of it's correlated with that earlier slide about how many of our alums are actually in the Chicago area. You can see lots of these places are in the Chicago area or in the Midwest area, and that's where our alums are. And our alums have a very strong allegiance to us, and they help keep that relationship with their company strong with us. And to be honest, the companies like it too. They very much want to recruit our students. Our students are in high demand. People compete for recruiting slots to get some of our students. So corporations, they keep an eye on us too.
So if you just address, let's say, Grosvenor there, who is that a relationship that somebody on your staff maintains, or?
You know, there's a lot of people at Grosvenor. Joe Gutman is a friend of all of us, and he comes all the time to to campus to work with not just the College of Business, but other places, and he's been very generous to the College of Business. But the fact of the matter is, he is down recruiting our students all the time.